was O'Shea's point. Uh-huh. If you're not willing to do that which will allow you to be patronized, mm-hmm. why should people patronize you?
Right.
And better yet, if you're not willing to do that which will allow you to reach the goal that you want, if you're not willing to do it, how you gonna beef and say you can't get support when you ain't giving the people what they want?
Right.
How can you say people are not supporting you when you won't do the very thing that would allow people to support you?
Right.
Now, do niggas want shit for free? Of course they do. Mm-hmm. I have never heard from the fact that niggas have a problem supporting me. I've always said that. Mm-hmm. I've always said that. Again, before you made it to YouTube.
Right.
But you kill your ability to complain because you don't even want to compete. How you gonna complain about niggas not patronizing and you're not even in a business, or you don't even put yourself in the market to be patronized? You don't even put yourself in a position to be patronized. Mm-hmm. But you complaining about niggas not patronizing you. How does that make sense? You would have a valid gripe. You would have a valid gripe if you were similarly situated. Even take Angry Man. Mm-hmm. Angry Man has diversified his channel.
Right.
He don't just have Angry Man. He has the Angry Geek. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's attempting to speak to the cosplayers.
Right.
You go after and you diversify. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to do that. You want to sit back and say you're a trailblazer. No, you're a biter. And you're a particularly bad one at that.
Oh, my God. Get personal, son. Get personal.
You bite. You bite. That's what you do. You a biter.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm calling you. You a biting-ass nigga. Biting-ass nigga. Anyway, again, you're not Steve Jobs. You're not anywhere close to Steve Jobs. You could never be Steve Jobs, because in order for you to be Steve Jobs, that would mean we would never have to have existed. That means if you were a trailblazer, that means Max City never, and you come up, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it happen? Hell yeah, it happens. The law of physics and gravity do not become non-existent because you're not there to see it. If I get my dick sucked last night and you weren't there to see it, that didn't mean it didn't happen.
That's a good one right there. That's a good one.
As though he's some person to determine what happens in YouTube. Nigga, you got 4,000 subscribers. You got 4,300 raggedy ass subscribers. You ain't no leader. You ain't no industry leader. You got 4,300 subscribers. Now, to be sure, over 2 years, that's what, roughly about, what, 800, 900? 800, 900 every four or five months, something like that.
Okay.
But that doesn't make you any type of industry leader. You don't form opinion on anything but your damn podcast. That's it. You don't determine policy on anything. You don't determine who's important and who's relevant on YouTube.
Well, I will give him this,
but
though.
But see, when everybody...
I will give him this, though, his ratio as far as the listeners versus, you know, the subscribers, man, it's a pretty good ratio. It's about 50%, man. Give him props on that. That's some good shit.
He has a good ratio. I'll give him that. But when that's pointed out,
right?
See, when he was pointing at us, he's talking about subscriptions. Mm-hmm. And this is another problem. This is a problem that I, in an argument, debate with him.
Okay.
It's just flat out hypocrisy. Mm. See, when he's talking to somebody that he knows he can't compete with, then it's about his ratios.
Okay.
But when he's talking about people who's not even trying to compete, now all of a sudden it's about who's listening.
Okay.
when it's already been determined, we don't follow that. But we're not trying to beef with people. Right. That's not our objective at all. That's not what we're doing. Man. You know? So I couldn't understand that. I didn't get that. And then he went on, and I want to thank him. I want to thank you, by the way, for reading my article. Mm. I really want to thank you. I give you props for reading my, thank you for introducing me to other people.
Right.
Thank you. I have to give him props for that.
Tony, you're a nobody. You need all the help you can get, man. You're a nobody.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. I'm nobody. Nobody cares. So thank you for introducing me. And then he went on to read my article, and he said that when I said that it's the people that want shit for free that spend the most money. And then he started, well, cite one no true Scotsman argument. And how he got no true Scotsman, I don't know how he got that or where that came from.
Okay.
And then he said, well, citations needed, citations needed. Now, he doesn't cite sources, but he wants me to cite them. But since you want me to cite sources on everything, nigga, does the Bureau of Labor Statistics mean anything to your ass?
Okay.
You always quick to throw up government sources. You always throwing up government sources when you're talking about how fat black women are. You always throwing up government sources when you're talking about the STD rate. You always throwing up government sources when you're talking about the out of children wedlock rate. You best friends with the government then. But when it comes to basic information that you should know, all of a sudden you don't know about government sources. You don't know about the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You don't know about the fucking Wall Street Journal. You don't know about the Atlantic Magazine, which is a moderate, not liberal magazine. You don't know about economic writers like Derek Thompson in the Atlantic Magazine. That's not familiar to you? No, it's not familiar to you.
Okay.
Because you only want to use government statistics when you want to use. So I assumed you would know about those government statistics because I mistook you for an intellectual. Oops, I assure you I won't make that mistake again. Mm. I assure you, I will never mistake you for an intellectual again. Most intelligent people know these things. But I guess you don't fall into that crowd. And while we're talking about statistics, and while we're talking about data, and you and your insistence on data, see, most people, if they were to actually read the shit that you're quoting, they would know 9 times out of 10 your data is misstated, your evidence is mischaracterized, and your numbers are just flat out misleading, if not all out lies.
Do you have an example of that?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Of course I do. When he talked about, for instance, again, when he was talking about, he said that black women are the largest women per se.
Okay.
He said they're the largest women. And he talked about, oh, how they're the fattest women. For one, again, those statistics, that study that he's talking about, mm-hmm. that doesn't measure body weight.
Right. Okay.
It measures body mass. It's a difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that, man. Yeah, because I was a victim of that in the military myself. They said I was fat, but I was ripped. I was muscular as hell. They said I was fat in the military.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That study, and they said that in the study, that they don't measure body weight. They measure body mass. It's body mass index, not body weight index.
Right, exactly.
But see, he didn't tell his listeners that, did he? No, he didn't say that at all.
Right, okay.
That study also didn't say anything about hip to waist ratio.
Okay.
Didn't say it at all. But he put that in his commentary because he knew that I had read that study. So what he did was he turned around and he had to pop lock. This motherfucker, he pop lock his way out of an argument like rerun. Okay. He can pop lock his ass off out of a point that's been already refuted and destroyed.
Okay.
So when he knew that I had him, then that's when he started coming into all this shit about body mass. That study doesn't say anything. And the study also said that those statistics are not reflective across cultures. So in other words, what may be fat is purely subjective. What you may qualify as fat in your culture. The next person may not qualify as fat in their culture. And they use the very same example as the military. Mm-hmm. They use that example in the study. That people that qualify as being massive in the military are not overweight.
Right. Mm. Yeah, they put me on the fat boy program, man. And I was ripped, man. I was muscular.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fat? The fuck? Are you serious? Yeah, my BMI was all, fucked up according to them.
Mm. Well, according to him, you were fat.
Yeah.
So if black women, have a larger, because they measure what, neck and waist, right?
Yep.
Neck, waist, or they had this little black plastic thing that they put on your body to measure, your mass or whatever, according to those measurements, you would be termed overweight.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is in your culture, if the people in your culture have a different bone density or a different physiological makeup, they could be termed obese under the BMI index.
Right.
But he want a fat ass on his couch so he can bust a splendiferous nut.
Mm-hmm.
But under the BMI index, she's fat. You don't do fat bitches, right? Hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you do.
Ugh. You're getting personal.
You do fat bitches.
You getting personal.
You do fat bitches.
You're getting personal,
sir. You
do
fat bitches.
Stop getting personal. No.
Okay. All right. Anyway, if you want another source, since you like sources, since you're a free market economist, you don't read the studies from the Federal Reserve, Mr. Free Market Economist?
Mm.
You don't read those studies? That tells you who spends what and who spends what and where? You didn't read that? No, you didn't. Because you don't read Federal Reserve studies. Just like you don't read the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You don't read anything except that which gives you more vocabulary words and confirmation bias. Look it up.
I'm sure he knows what that is. I'm sure.
No, I'm not going to give him. No, I'm not so sure that he does. I'm not going to give him credit for anything. Because every time I do so, I'm wrong.
Oh my God.
This is what intellectuals do. But he has shown himself not to be an intellectual, and he only reads that which reinforces his talking points. That's what he does.
Mm.
And for the rest of the videos, he mumbled into something talking about black people are they're the leading anti-Semitic group. He didn't give no statistics there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He just said that black people are anti-Semitic. And I don't know of too many black people that hate Jewish people.
Right.
I don't. Mm. And he didn't supply any. I love Jews. Matter of fact, I have had a very good relationship with Jewish people.
Right.
Hell, we used the Jew to sue the state of California.
Oh, man, yeah. Shout out to my Jew, my Jew lawyer. Shalom, Achayim, all that good shit.
So, this stuff about black, I mean, it was just a bunch of nothing. Black people are anti-Semitic, yah, 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 and all. I mean, again, he didn't cite anything. And then he said, well, are you listening? Yes, I'm listening. I want you to know I'm listening. Are you listening, Tony? Yes, I'm listening. You got my attention. I assure you, you have my attention.
Lord have mercy.
So I mean, if you're so intent on people listening to you, and you want so bad for me to listen, now I'm listening.
Mm.
I'm listening to every word you say.
Let me add something right quick. I'm listening to both sides. When we're talking about black folks. And patronizing business and whatnot. And this kind of like takes me back to the whole Yvette Carnell, Boyce Watkins beef. You know, it's like people would say that Boyce Watkins is correct when he says that economics should come first. Yvette Carnell saying politics should come first. You know, niggas is always on this either or shit. You know, and I'm like, well, I believe that politics and economics are both equally important. You know what I mean? It's I don't require myself to join a schism or join a camp. And so right now, what I'm seeing between you cats, right, it seems like we have another either or situation. You know, I did see you concede certain points when Obsidian was saying certain things you agreed with him. And I think he also, he did the same thing. He actually conceded some points when he was talking to O'Shea. But once again, we seem to have this situation where it's an either or. You know, you have to basically be all in my camp, or the other person has to be totally in their camp. And I see valid arguments in both camps. You know what I mean? I don't really see either one as being false or being totally true. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to figure out, like, how do we get to this point, man, where it seems like, you know, dudes got to pick a camp. You know what I mean? It's an either-or argument. Both situations and both arguments can't be right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Both, there is room for both sides.
Right.
But his thing is, it's largely reduced to one side. His thing is, well, black people don't support each other. Okay, well, that's true. But first, in order for you to make that argument, you have to be someplace where black people can't support you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually be in the game. You have to be in the game to give an assessment. And you've admitted that you don't want to do the things necessary to be in the game. And if you don't want to be in the, and he's quick to talk about how, you know, when he was writing, for instance, how when he was writing for a black-owned publication, this is him. He was writing for a black-owned publication, and it was a waste of his time.
Right.
He said that.
Right. He said he wasn't getting enough exposure, and he wasn't getting enough money to do it.
Wasn't getting enough money. What does that mean? You know how long he wrote for the Negro Manosphere?
No.
90 days.
Oh, okay. Believe he said that it wasn't worth the aggravation. He said the money that he was getting wasn't worth the aggravation.
But what was the white boys paying?
Well, from what I'm hearing, they didn't pay him nothing.
They ain't pay him shit.
Okay.
So, what can he compare that to? If they were paying him hundreds of thousands of dollars, which I'm sure he gonna come back and say,
mm-hmm.
They weren't paying him anything. The motherfuckers over there where he was weren't paying him anything. But he was working for a black man getting paid.
Now all of a sudden ain't
the black man. Yeah, the black man paying. The black man paid. The white man worked. And then he says, well, I took all these white people. I brought all these white people over here to my channel. If you brought all these white people over there to your channel and things were so wonderful. If you did all of that, you brought all those white people over there and life was just heavenly. Then why are you asking niggas for why are you asking niggas to pay $5? Why are you asking 300 niggas to pay you $5? If everything was so wonderful where you were.
Good question.
If you were making all this money over there at, what is it, Return of Kings, judgybitch.com, and slang, if you were making all of that money over there, why did you come to the black man? Why would you come and get business from a people that you know don't support? What business model is that? What business model exists where you leave a working market to enter a failing? Who does that? in a capitalist economy where the objective is to make money.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. My thing was that if you're going to criticize the market, at least be in the market and compete in the market. But you don't want to compete in the market. You want it given to you. But ain't that what you say about black women?
Interesting.
That they're socialists?
Right.
Isn't that what you call the well, no, he says when it's taken from other people, when it's involuntarily taken from other people and given to someone else. You want them to choose free association. If I'm associate with you, if you and I are going to associate, in any situation where people are associated, there is some type of a binding agent that causes those people to associate. Pimps associate with hoes,
right,
and other pimps. Why? Because they're doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bankers associate with other bankers. Why? Because they're doing the same shit. Street thugs associate with other street thugs. Why? Because they're doing the same shit. But you want to come into a market. Well, there are a bunch of other people doing podcasts on YouTube and say that you're a trailblazer. Now, you guys say his business model is cutting edge. He saw AdSense and all of this. And maybe he did come up with a prediction. I don't know. Maybe he did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about as far as access to the people that are going to pay you. I'm talking about where the rubber meets the road. And where the rubber meets the road, he's not interested in giving people the service that they require so that he can get paid. He just wants people to come to him on his terms. Now, if you have the influence and the power to do that, like Steve Jobs did, if you are a market person that, you know, directs the market, if you control market share, or if you're an industry leader, you can get that off. Obsidian is no industry leader with 4,000 damn subscribers.
I never even knew who y'all was.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, damn.
How the hell are you an industry leader with 4,000 subscribers? How the hell are you a thought leader with 4,000 subscribers?
Well, wait a minute. Let's back up now. We got to be honest about that because basically our numbers are worse than his. But we basically state that shit, we was trailblazing way before he was trailblazing. And so I would think
we were here before him.
Yeah, we were here before him. But yet and still, like I say, he's dismissing us because we don't have the numbers. And so now we're turning around and we're dismissing him because he's only got 4,000 subscribers. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's dismissing us, you're right, based on the fact that we didn't have the numbers.
Right.
But we weren't really trying to get numbers.
Right.
But he won a ball rub.
Yeah, we won a
ball rub.
We just got numbers on a different platform. That's what he don't understand.
On a different platform.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he won a ball rub. See, we have numbers, but our numbers is across two different platforms.
Right.
But he won a ball rub all over YouTube.
So I'm going to go ahead and throw him a bone on this, man. I do believe that he's done some pretty innovative shit. You know what I mean? I got to respect it. I got to keep it 100. Done some pretty innovative shit, man. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to take that away from him. But yet and still, you know what I mean? I do believe that as much of a trailblazer as he thinks he is, yeah, it's nothing new under the sun. It's been done before. And me and Tony been doing it for 10 years. Even though he don't see the numbers on YouTube, we got the numbers.
That's my point.
Yeah.
My point is, if you're talking about trailblazing, my definition of trailblazing is if the shit has never been done before.
Right.
You're doing something that has never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get in the market and you can spot certain trends. Okay, you're in the market, but that's not a trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
A trailblazer has done something that has never been done before. That's not him.
Okay.
That's my point. That's not him.
Okay.
He's not doing anything that hasn't been done before. And he said our highest numbers, and I'll give him this, he said our highest numbers came when we had the, during the summer podcast, what we did with him, and that was our high, that was one of our highest rated shows.
Right.
He's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, we didn't capitalize on it. We weren't interested in capitalizing on it.
Shit.
We were just giving our perspective.
Yeah.
You were the one who came to our channel to argue with me for 2 hours in the goddamn comment section. You did that. You were the one that thought you were going to drag me onto your platform. You did that. So you were part of the ones that came to our channel wanting to be heard. And you and what happened after that, he didn't even want to do an interview until he heard Alan Roger Curry's interview. Then he wanted to do an interview.
Okay.
I told you he sent me a message at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I still have the message. He was up at 3:30 in the morning listening to that podcast.
Shoot. Just to be clear, hold on. Just to be clear, let cats know and understand, man, that when me and Tony do this shit, man, we don't eat off of this shit, man. We don't eat off of this podcast shit, man. So it's really not that important to us. Like, so, you know, like with an Obsidian, it's pretty important to him because he eat off this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We more so doing it for shits and giggles. You know, we do it for therapy. And if we had just so happened to get some dividends, some money out the shit, then so be it. You know what I mean? And that's the kind of laid back attitude we got with it, man. You know, and like I told O'Shea on the phone, man, I'm like, heaven help these niggas if me and you actually really got serious. Because we just recently kind of like started really getting into it, man, like the past 8-9 months. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We just started saying, maybe we want to go ahead and look at this and, you know, see what we can do with it. You know what I mean? So I say, like, for the past maybe 8 months, we've been actually really fucking around with it on a more serious level, man. You know what I mean? But still not as serious as an angry man, not as serious as an Obsidian, not as serious as an O'Shea. We still got a whole lot of shit that we gotta do, you know what I mean, to even be considered serious YouTubers, man. But we ain't trying to eat off the shit, you know, so we don't take it that serious.
There's a world outside of YouTube. I know it's hard for you to believe that. Mm. But there's a world outside of YouTube, and in that world is where we make our living.
Mm.
This to us was like recreation.
Right.
We weren't trying to become, and he said, well, because when the hit list, when, you know that thing, when all them black female YouTubers came after all the black male YouTubers, we weren't on the list. So because we weren't on the list to be, you know, have our channel removed or struck off of YouTube, you know, that somehow means that we're not relevant.
We weren't trashing black women.
No, we weren't. We weren't interested in going after females. We weren't interested in giving our females public information just so we could one up them. We weren't interested in using their content. That wasn't what we do. That's not what we did. That wasn't what we were about. So the fact that you brought that up, I'm confused as to why you would do that, because we weren't here to be crusaders against anybody. We were here so our voice could be heard. That's why we're here. But if you want to be here, and all you're going to do is you're going to get niggas arrested. That's what's going to happen. He's going to talk all this shit, and one of them niggas, one of them angry little cuckolds on his podcast, going to go stab somebody or go do something to, you know, one of these female YouTubers and get arrested. You know, off of some shit he said on YouTube, and there's niggas out there that's just that stupid. Yes. Fucking with Obsidian, you're gonna get arrested.
God damn.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Fucking with him, you gonna get arrested. I'm just keeping it 100. Fucking with him, you're gonna get arrested. But anyway, he talked about opening the books, how he opens his books. And again, we've already said it's not that deep to us.
Right.
You know. And of course he said that no one had ever heard of us, you know, until last year, so forth and so on. And the funny thing is, it wasn't even him. If you're talking about people on the Black Manosphere on YouTube, it wasn't even him that even said anything about us. It was Alan Roger Curry.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Right.
So it was Alan Roger Curry that came to our channel and heard what we were saying, you know, and chipped in. And he was the one that gave us the juice to put us on. But again, we had already been here for years, you know.
Just not and really again, on YouTube. We had a,
just not on YouTube. We had a presence on Liberated Syndicate because that's where most of the shit was uploaded. And then here was the thing. Here was the thing. Again, this is not my website. This is Mac's website.
Right.
This is Mac's website. He said he came to the website and he wanted to know who let the dogs out.
I'm going to go ahead and expound on that on another show, man. I got a whole lot of shit. You know, I'm going to have to enlighten Mr. Obsidian on. You know what I mean? But I'm going to keep that because I got to write down my talking points on it, man. But I'm going to enlighten the brother on some things.
I know a nigga with no receipts ain't talking about who let the dogs out. I know that's not you, dog.
No receipts.
I know a Gene Gene dancing machine reject like you.
Oh, my God.
Ain't talking about who let the dogs out. A motherfucker with no receipts. I know you ain't talking about nobody. And nobody ain't seen your woman. I know you don't have the nerve to do that. Oh, I take that back. Somebody has seen your woman.
It's getting personal, son. It's getting personal.
I know somebody has seen your woman. And from what I understand, if that comment is correct, then whoever you fucking with, they belong on Mac City.
Ooh. Oh. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, my God.
I know you ain't talking about that.
Oh, my God, man.
I know you ain't trying to flex and ball. You? Trying to ball up you?
Hey, wait, I got to do this. I got to do this, man. Insert dog face here.
Here.
I couldn't help that one. I couldn't help it. Insert dog face here.
Here.
It's getting personal, son. It's getting personal.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, my God, man. But hey, man, you know, all's fair in love and war, man. And I'm gonna expound on a later date, because like I said, he doesn't really understand the dynamics in this, man. He don't understand the world of pimps and hoes. He don't understand it. But I'm gonna give him a tutorial, man. I'm gonna help him out.
No, he ain't interested in the world of pimps, because he's the moral police now.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
He's become the moral police now.
He says
he's talking about infidelity.
It's irreparable.
And how that's ruining Black America. So he ain't trying to listen to you. You beneath him. Oh, I'm sorry. Even though he gave you that hollow ass platitude, I like Big Mike, and Big Mike is cool. But I'm talking about you. Well, I'm talking about your ass.
Oh shit, man.
So you can spare him a tutorial about the game and about pimps and hoes. And you know why you can spare him?
Why?
You know why? Because he's an undercover trick.
He ain't no undercover trick, man. He don't let it be known.
He is an undercover trick.
He done basically said, you know, that the tricking is viable. He ain't necessarily hid from that. He done basically let it be known. Like, yeah, that is an option.
No, what? He hates the fact that he has the trick.
Oh, hell.
He hates the fact that he has the trick, but you have the trick, and that's what it is. So he ain't interested in nothing you have to say, because you're part of the problem.
Oh, yeah, I am part of the problem. Because he did say he can't stand motherfuckers. He did say he can't stand motherfuckers that, you know, fuck other people's girlfriends and wives. I'm definitely guilty of that. I'm guilty of that shit, son. I'm guilty, son.
So, you are a sociopath and a sycophant.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. He don't like people like you. What could you possibly have to tell him?
Shit.
You're the ruin of Black America.
Man, I fucks with motherfucking Obsidian, man. That's my nigga, man. I fucks with him. I fucks with him a long way. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all saying about Obsidian, man. I fucks with my nigga Obsidian, man. He a little misguided on some things. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I don't throw away the Ferrari or the Porsche because it's got some dings and scratches on it. I fucks with him 90% of the time, you know. 90% of the time, I fucks with him. The other 10%, I don't pay that no mind, man. Shit. What the hell wrong with y'all, man? All y'all need a group hug, man. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Everybody get in a huddle and just hug. Get a hug fest going on.
You can't hug a nigga that's a compulsive disruptor.
Oh.
You can't hug a nigga that lives to start trouble. Can't hug a nigga like that. At least I can't.
Well, you know, that's a brilliant business model there. You know, he understands what would generate revenue. And so, shit, you do what you do.
But that's the whole point. It ain't generating revenue. That's what he vented about.
Okay.
It's not generating revenue. That's the whole point of the discussion. It's not generating revenue. Okay. The whole point was that he said on his podcast, he said, point blank, he's upset that it's 2 years later and he hasn't had 300 subscribers.
Shit. In all fairness to him, he's smoking compared to my 4 subscribers that I had at my peak. I got 2 Patreons now. 2 of them, nigga. Shit. Even
Have
though
you
I ain't
really
plugging
tried it, to put anything in Patreon?
You say what?
Let's be honest. Do you really fuck around on YouTube and Patreon like that?
Man, I ain't got shit in my Patreon. Nothing.
So, in other words, you giving him credit for smoking a nigga that ain't even trying to compete.
Hey, well, you know, man, shit. Shit, get credit where it's due. You know, he making some money at his Patreon, man. He doing what he doing. Evidently, it's not what he want to do. You know, he feels
That's the whole just, the point is not that he isn't making money. Mm-hmm. The point is he isn't making the money that he want to make.
Okay.
He isn't making what he, and he says since he started this beef, he's jumped up 10 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
A beef and you only get 10 subscribers?
Mm-hmm.
One debate and you get 10 subscribers?
Mm.
You can't be very good at beef either. Because usually when rappers start beefs, they go platinum.
Okay.
At least gold. You start a debate and you talk all this shit and you get 10 subscribers out of all this shit. You come on an hour and you got 10 subscribers for an hour worth of talking shit.
Right.
Really. So, yes, he has made some money. But his according to his podcast, this is from his mouth. He's feeling some kind of way that he didn't get 300 subscribers because of niggas that are tuning in and not paying him. That's his beef.
Okay.
And he took that and stretched it and said, well, black people don't support. And he was right about that. Now, I'll throw him a bone on that.
Okay.
Yes, he is right. He is. In general, yes. But then again, if you don't put yourself in the market, or you don't come to the marketplace with the means to compete to get their money, I'm arguing you don't have a bone in the fight. How you gonna argue without an argument? You're not in the market to compete. If you standing on the sideline and giving an assessment, that's fine, but you're on the sideline giving an assessment. You can't comment as some type of industry leader or participant.
Check this out, man. That's what I want you to do. I want you to kind of, wrap it on up because, shit, man, you going on you know, damn near 90 minutes, man. So we got to go ahead and wrap this on up. Don't want to keep this going too long, man. So if you have any points that you haven't expounded upon, man, go ahead and just go ahead and get that out the way, man.
Okay. First point.
Okay.
I never have, never was, and never will be. You, mine out, mine out. Never, never have, never will.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, thank you again for mentioning my article. Thank you on your platform of 4,300 subscribers. I want to thank you. And oh, he said that we were getting paid off of him. Have we made a dime off this nigga?
He said that about us?
Yeah, he said that we were getting paid off of his... Oh, I guess he's talking about me.
Okay.
We were getting paid off of his name. I ain't received one dime from you, nigga, but I tell you who I did get money from, and I disclosed it in the article. O'Shea Duke Jackson paid me, and it didn't have a damn thing to do with you. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. So, Mac City has not now, nor have we ever made a dime off you. Because you're not anybody to make any money off of. You are a run-down, grimy-ass, gimp little nigga with 4,300 subscribers.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, man. You're not anybody. That could make, you're not somebody that could make me any money. And telling somebody where to go to make, that's not the same as supporting them. So let me get that out of the way. Number two, you did make a, number three, excuse me, you did make a legitimate point. You did make a legitimate point. But your point was negated due to the fact that you weren't even willing to come out to the playing field. And finally, you're not a trailblazer. I'm sorry, you're not. I hate to disabuse you of that notion, but you're not a trendsetter. And your topics, not really that diverse either. Not really. Not according to the Mac City catalog. You can't compete. So my last parting words. One. On a neutral ground, I would be more than happy to bury your ass.
Jesus, man. What the fuck?
On neutral ground. Not where you have control of the mic and can mute people that... you're not going to pull that shit on me. But on neutral ground, you name the place, I'll be there. I'll be sure I'm there.
Shit.
And number three... number four and finally, and I'm out of here. Out of here, you'll never have to look for me. I'm always right here, and I know you listening. Now I know you're listening and you're reading. Checkmate, bitch.
Oh my God. Group hug, everybody. Group hug. Let's get around. Let's show some love. Alright, y'all. Once again, in the spirit of friendly debate. I don't know if that was what you call that friendly, but goddamn, man, let me go ahead and just say this, man. Shit, man, I do love YouTube, man. I do love the personalities and I do love the information. And man, you know, I ain't got no problems with none of these motherfuckers on here, man. You know that, like I said, I fucks with cats on the points that I agree with. And the points I don't disagree with, I don't pay that shit no attention, man. You know what I mean? In this situation, we talking about black folks patronizing a black business. I see both parties. I see both camps with valid points, man. And I don't really see anybody is right or wrong in it, man. Anyway, fuck it. I ain't even gonna try and expound on it. Get the fuck up off of here. Shit, man. I just want to go ahead. Well, go ahead, man. Matter of fact, Fuchsia, you didn't even go ahead and give your contact information, man. You know, where cats can actually find you at, man. That's really important, man. Hit us up.
I'm at powerandstrategy.com. I write for the Negro Manosphere every Tuesday. And I have, again, my online chess store, shipping and handling products included. I have a Patreon site, Power of Strategies. That's my Patreon if you choose to subscribe. I have a YouTube channel, Power and Strategies, and a Facebook page at Power and Strategy. Like, share, and subscribe to articles and the videos. If you have any questions, please reach out and ask me. Please reach out and ask me. Reach out if you got questions, concerns, whatever. Hit me up at wayofstrategy44@gmail.com or hit me up through the website at Power and Strategy. And that's where you can find.
Okay, like I said, we are just now really, man, getting to the point where we're taking this shit a little bit serious, you know, being here on YouTube. And the numbers are growing. I know if you're an original Mac City player, Mac City citizen, you're seeing the numbers steadily creep up, man. So, like I told O'Shea, like, heaven help these niggas, man. If we really want to get on the ball and get serious about this shit, niggas will not be able to so-called thumb their noses at us and call us nobodies in the game pretty soon as far as YouTube is concerned. You know what I mean? Whatever the fuck me and Tony set our mind to, you know what I mean, to make shit pop, you best believe it's gonna happen, man. You know what I mean? So it won't be long, and we won't be doing it by just having needless beefs and just steadily plugging away, talking shit about black women 24/7. We're gonna keep doing our diversified content, man, talking about everything under the sun. You feel me? Yeah, we're gonna do it the right way, man. So this is the Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, Big Mike, and Full of Phys Ed, giving shouts out, man, positive energy to all the people in the universe. And we out. And we out. And we out.